Blog Talk Radio.
If you're facing a crisis in life, there's no need to suffer in silence. When wrestling with a crisis in faith, relationships, or struggling with addiction, there is hope standing by to help you find the answer you need. Nationwide counseling and therapy is one call away. There is a difference between being courageous and being a hero. The definition of courage is an instinctive willingness to risk personal safety and welfare to help another. An instinctive fearlessness to ask for help to find answers is the definition of being a hero. So when you're facing any style of crisis, be a hero, because even Superman has super friends. Call a Twist of Faith Counseling and Therapy at 779-207-2047. That's 779-207-2047. Call now, 779-207-2047.
National provider 115-492-6913.
Welcome to this episode of A Twist of Faith. We're talking about the evolution of disillusion. As a child, you're told that America is the best nation in the gods. And because you are an American, you believe and wear this label with pride. However, as you age, you begin to see signs many others do not share the same sense of devotion that you do. And you begin to ask yourself why. Your thoughts travel back to wondering how such an inviting and welcoming nation opened its hearts, mind, and doors to other immigrants from different lands. But not even you, being born in the Stars and Stripes, were accepted. You began to see evidence that's presented in your schools, the American history textbooks, which tells the story of how this nation was founded. But you favor of these heroes. You now begin to understand why those who do favor these heroes become very strong believers in ownership of a nation that they allow you to stay in. To them, gratitude and subjugation is what should be demanded of those who contributed nothing to the forming of this union. They come to believe this so strongly that factual evidence that proves otherwise is still unacceptable and therefore must be an extravagant lie or hoax cooked up by others. This was the first injury received from a naive young man or woman, and this wound will never be allowed to heal, because from that moment on, other things will be introduced to that wound, which will keep it open, sore, and bleeding. In 1893, poet Catherine Lee Bates penned the words to America the Beautiful in the setting of a poem. After it was published in a weekly newspaper called The Congressionalist, it was set to music by composer S.A. Ward, and now one of the best-known songs in American history. There is hope that one day soon, America the Beautiful can become this nation's official national anthem. This information may not appear important or even relevant to the topic, but it is. simply because the words of the poet Miss Bates, who is quoted as saying, "Hold as it is upon our people," clearly due to the fact that Americans are at heart idealists with a fundamental faith in human brotherhood. This concept, idea, and desire are the main points delivered to and drummed into the heads of generations of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, who join with the idea that only in the military can I be seen as who I truly am, an American. Only in the military will I be able to get equal treatment and respect that so many promised before I signed on that dotted line. This brotherhood that covers all those born under the flag of this great nation, regardless of skin color, religion, culture, language, beliefs, or ideas. Well, the only thing that matters is my ability to perform my task or duty to the highest standards of this country. We believe those who say that as we travel the world, many will look to us first and judge our nation. And we gladly accept the label of unofficial ambassador representing the United States of America, both at home and abroad. The most enduring and everlasting part of that poem turned song is the phrase, "America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea." The realization that this picture of America was not how it was portrayed to be. And the one place which was thought to be a haven for the ignorance, greed, and selfishness of man was not found to be. And worse than any new recruit or enrollee could ever imagine. Salt to the wound. And the beat goes on. As you age, nothing really changes. Much stays the same. You think that it's your turn to make the change you want to see, but you have no idea how to go about making that change. You become possessed with the idea that one solution will solve it all, only to find that without removal of the root, the tree still lives. This causes many to shut down, their hands up, and quit, which plays right into the hands of those still holding our hope that gratitude and supplication will make a comeback. Disillusion has evolved into anxiety, depression, helplessness, self-pity, low self-esteem, declining self-worth, and venomous hostility or anger. Life begins to become overwhelming because you're full of fight, but have no idea what the enemy looks like or where they are. You want to believe that that enemy is someone who thinks differently than you do, prays differently than you do, believes differently than you do, looks differently than you do. follows a different group than you do, dresses differently than you do. But deep within the very essence of who you are, you know that none of that is true. However, something needs to make sense to you, can go on, enjoy life, get a handle on your anxiety, depression, helplessness, self-pity, low self-esteem, declining self-worth, and venomous hostility or anger. Inside, you know you cannot continue to live like this. So what do? I offer you this one simple task. Be a hero. Ask for help to finally find those answers and take back control of your life.
If you're facing a crisis in life, there's no need to suffer in silence. When wrestling with a crisis in faith, relationships, or struggling with addiction, there is hope standing by to help you find the answer you need. Nationwide counseling and therapy is one call away. There is a difference between being courageous and being a hero. The definition of courage is an instinctive willingness to risk personal safety and welfare to help another. An instinctive fearlessness to ask for help to find answers is the definition of being a hero. So when you're facing any style of crisis, be a hero, because even Superman has super friends. Call A Twist of Faith Counseling and Therapy at 779-207-2047. That's 779-207-2047. Call now, 779-207-2047.
National provider 115-492-6913.
When you're told in school that you can become whatever you want to be, at home, that you can be only what someone else wants you to be, and in this country, that you can be whatever you want to be as long as you follow these rules, as long as you do things the way I want you to do them, then you can be whatever you want to be. In school, you start to believe that you can actually become whatever you want. But then you get home, you hear the other side of that coin, to wonder, to guess. So you seek some kind of answer, some kind of compromise that ties them two things together. And that's where you get this. Sure, you can be whatever you want to be just as long as you follow these rules, as long as you do it. I guess that's why people come up with this idea of the playing field. These are the rules to become this. And for those of us who accept that and follow those rules, thinking that in the end we are going to achieve that which we have been chasing, only to get to the end of that road and find that it's no more road. The belief that we once had has now morphed into disillusion. words in the song. Crowning their good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Now the question becomes, what was the definition of that style of brotherhood? Was it a brotherhood of color? Of religion? Maybe it was a brotherhood of sex. Culture, maybe. Religion. God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Kind of difficult to believe that when you read the rules, you've abided by those rules, and your road is still blocked. This is not selective. It's not about just one race of people. It affects all. I've heard this saying that has created a question in my mind. I heard on an advertisement of individual running for political office that said he is one of us. And for the life of me, I can't figure out what exactly that means. I can assume. But I don't know for sure, because the people that I ask cannot answer that question. If several black people are standing in one spot and they use that word, well, he's one of us, what exactly does that mean? If a bunch of gays, lesbians, transgender were standing in a group and they said, he's one of us, what does that mean? Is that the same as the brotherhood as spoken about in America the Beautiful? You have a bunch of military veterans in a circle, and they say, he's one of us. What does that mean? It can't mean all veterans, because no group is monolithic. No group thinks exactly alike. So unless you find like-minded individuals coalesce around this thing of he or she is one of us, making sure to separate those who may not believe as you do, think as you do, pray as you do, look as you do, dress as you do, that's what it means? You separate those that don't conform to whatever rules you concocted for this group? Because only those that can remain in that group is one of us? You say that we are free, that we have rights. Yet, you fight against those who are seeking to exercise that right. You pigeonhole, categorize, push off to the side those that are different. And you wonder why so many people are disillusioned. You wonder why you can't bring up a subject and have people honestly disagree with it without being belittled, bemoaned, or ridiculed because they have a difference of opinion. So I gotta ask, when she says, crown that good with brotherhood from sea to shiny sea, what exactly are we talking about? America was founded on individualism. Sure, there was a couple of people who may have thought the same, and they decided to band together because for some reason or other they believed there was strength in numbers. Most of us are still pushing that same thing about strength in numbers. So one must follow a specific path to get to where their dreams lie. And they do exactly that. Why are they then denied their right to have their dream? You want to know why this world is going to hell in a handbasket? It's because we may say brotherhood from sea to sea, but the majority of us know those are just words. We know that it's just words. This concludes this episode of A Twist of Faith. Thank you for joining us. As always, take care, be safe, and God bless. Remember, you're not defective. You're not broken. You're not crazy. You're not alone. And you will always, always be loved. Okay.